The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara here. As you guys know, every Saturday, 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4 here on AM 690. So anyway, we're in the realm of April, well, the month of April. And as you guys know, if you've seen an ad article I put in the Advertiser, April 28th is our financial legal workshop. It's like a mini workshop. We're going to have 4 different rooms, however, and we're going to cover a lot of issues regarding your finances, whether you're a baby boomer or your parents that are still alive, but really 50-plus market, I call it, the baby boomer market. And it's really trying to get everybody to understand we got to start pre-planning for retirement. In fact, I just saw my friend Don Graves on the mainland. It's called rewriting your retirement. And he has a Facebook page. His name is Don Graves, and he's got a lot of great articles in there. He's a reverse mortgage guy like myself, but also he's on the mainland, but he does a lot of studying, and he works with American College there in the mainland, and he trains a lot of financial advisors about retirement planning. But anyway, that's what we're talking about today, Medicare. So, yeah, I'm sorry, April 28th, Alamon Hotel, 8 to 2 o'clock. It's totally free. Nobody was trying to sell you anything. So no reservation required. Park at the shopping center. Park at the hotel. We won't validate, even though there's still going to be a fee if you park in a hotel. But we're going to have a Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, financing, long-term care, MedQuest, end-of-life issues, how to choose a care home, normal and not normal aging with regard to dementia and Alzheimer's, and end-of-life issues. All the things, if you reach 65, you should really start thinking about, guys. So anyway, we have 2 experts here that represents financial benefits insurance, Mr. Travis Motosui and Ed Motosui. So welcome to the show, guys, again.
Yes, nice to be here.
Yes, thank you, Percy.
Yeah, so Travis, like I said, you're the brainiac here. You're the smart guy. But Ed, you know, I know you guys are related. What's going on with this new Medicare card, I hear? So they took the number off, which is great, Social Security number.
Actually, they still have the numbers on it. But yeah, so basically with the new Medicare cards, beginning April of this month, so April 2018, all the way to April 2019, what they're doing is they're assigning new Medicare cards. So the reason why they're sending new Medicare cards is if you look at your old Medicare card, what does it have? It has your Social Security number with an A. Either it has that or maybe your spouse's Social Security number with a B.
Right. So I'm glad they took it off. They used to be on the bus. You know the bus pass used to have your Social Security number in it? In fact, they took that off, which is great. In fact, I was at a meeting, my workshop, about 4 months ago, and a guy comes in. He's about 70 years old. And he had his Medicare card with his Social Security number on it, on a clip, clipped to his collar. I said, "Can I ask why you're wearing it on your collar? Clipped your collar? Oh, when I ride the bus, I just show him I'm a senior." I said, "Because you have a Medicare card? I guess that works for him." But I said, don't show that to people. He goes, "Why?" "Well, because people, if there's anything I cannot get from you online is your Social Security number. I can get where you live, maybe your phone number, your name, your spouse's name, right? If you have anything on your Facebook page, I can find a lot of stuff on you, except for the Social Security number, right?"
That's correct. So, yeah. So, I do see some people like that as well. So, the reason why they do have that, the Medicare card, some people have it around their neck is because they get a dollar off when they ride the bus. And that's the reason why. They do have a dollar off
by
showing the Medicare card.
But you would think they would have a senior card, right?
No, they actually ask for the Medicare card, and that's how they get the dollar off on the bus.
Thank you for telling me, Travis. Now I know why. But, yeah, so they're mailing out all the cards, and Hawaii is one of the first states, Ed?
Yes. Right? Especially those that are turning 65 in April. They're the first
in
time
April,
they receive
it. I see. And so there's a scam going around. I heard from AARP. I heard from a few other people. I heard on the news What's this? You know what the scam's about? I mean, you made up. It's coming to Hawaii.
Yes. Yeah. What it is that people are calling up the seniors and telling them, oh, what is your social security number? Because it's not on your card. Okay? And they're trying to get personal information. But we know that Medicare would never do things on a telephone via telephone.
Right.
It's always by letter.
But it's not by email either, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they want to charge a fee to expedite
right.
the cards.
Maybe they didn't get the card yet. And they went, oh, that, you know, these scammers, they're professional. I'll tell you. Any new thing come out, they probably have, okay, team meetings here. We got to find a way. How can we scam these guys? And that's probably what they do. I mean, they probably have a call center of scammers in wherever the country they're in. I know they're not in the U.S. because a lot of time you can't track them down outside of the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it interesting? And it's coming out now, right?
Yes. So yes. Some people are getting phone calls. So let's know that Medicare will never call you about your personal information, about asking to give personal information over the phone.
I tell people, just call Travis or Ed, right?
Correct.
Just tell them, you should tell all your clients, just call me up, any questions you have. So, yeah, you guys are really becoming great resources, you know? And so, yeah, April 20th, Ed and Travis will be at our workshop at the Alamon Hotel talking about Medicare and all the ins and outs and things that we didn't know and everything about it. But you can talk about Medicare in terms of the different – you're not allowed to talk about changes yet, right?
No. For changes for 2019, it's going to come out. And the first time we can talk about it will be October 1st of this year.
When do you get the information, like September?
We find out about it in September. So we have 1 month to prepare.
Wow.
And in July, we're certifying already. For each of the plans, we have to certify.
What does that mean?
Each of the carriers that we represent, we have to go through a certification test.
Oh, so anybody's plan, you have to be trained?
Yes.
Oh,
every
really?
Year.
Is that everybody in the state?
Yes.
Oh, not only your company?
No.
Because you guys at Financial Benefits Insurance are brokers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And so you deal with all the different plans out there? You deal with most of the plans, right? If not all the plans.
Yes.
Oh, but you guys are one of the largest, right, in the state? If not the largest?
No. We are not the largest.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're one of the best.
But our agents are productive.
We pride ourselves in customer service and making sure our clients know and actually can use the plan, making sure that they understand the plan and actually use it. And we do other things too. Like yesterday, I helped one of my clients on the do not call list. Why? Because
you need to help me.
All the spam things. So I said, hey, you know
what? Help me.
I'll help you out with that. So I
the do
I,
not
that's
call
do.
List. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good one. Yeah. We should talk about it at the seminar workshop on April 28th. But yeah, you got to help me. I've been telling myself to do it, and I know this. Go online, do not call .gov, right?
Yes.
I keep on forgetting to do that, so I have to maybe I'll go on my. Can you do it on my smartphone?
Oh yeah, you can do it on.
Really?
It's pretty fast. Yes.
Oh, it's fast.
Pretty fast. You can do it pretty fast. Yes.
Guys, now you know. If you need to get on and do not call this, call Ed and Travis Motosui at Financial Benefits Insurance. But in regards to Medicare, now a lot of people don't know a lot of different things about Medicare. I mean, I probably had four or five companies sit in this radio show and talk about Medicare. And almost every show, I learned something new. Okay, so tell me something new that I don't know.
Well, we can help seniors lower their medication or medicine cost. Okay, 52% of seniors qualify for extra help, or what we call low-income subsidy, but they don't know anything about it.
How come?
Because nobody comes in and publicizes that.
So
these are basically seniors they're making. They don't qualify for Medicaid. And Medicaid, in order to qualify, is roughly about $14,000 a year.
To qualify for Medicaid, you have to make less than that.
Yeah. And then naturally, they have to get less than $2,000 in assets. But for
they can own real estate, though.
Hmm?
They can own real estate.
It doesn't count their own home,
right?
Car, and wedding ring.
But it does count if you have investment property.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Got it.
Okay. But some you have a lot of seniors that are making under $20,000 a year.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. And so they qualify for extra help. And what this extra help does is help them lower the cost of their medications. It also helps them to pay for their Part B.
So that's a Medicare Part B separate plan or something?
No, it's a Part B, and Part B has a premium of $134 this year.
In most cases, yes.
And so how do you save 52%? Or you say how do seniors save money on that?
Well, if they qualify for extra help or low income subsidy, then the government would pay for the $134 for Part B and lower the medications, basically to $335 and $835 for brands.
What is that? $335 and $835.
That's the co-payments
per year. Per month?
Per 30-day supply.
Okay. Wow, you still lost me, Ed, here. You're throwing numbers around here. So when you say 300 or 800, how does that work?
Okay. It's $3.35.
Okay.
$8.35.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so you know, you have your generics, and then you have your brands. And so this will dramatically reduce their costs.
Yeah, so maybe so most plans the generics will cost maybe $5 roughly, and maybe the brands could cost $30 to $45 instead of $5 for the generics, you'll pay $3.35. Brand names you'll pay instead of maybe $45 or $30, you'll pay
$8.35. That's reminding me, I got switched over to a new insurance plan January 1st, and I completely forgot. And it's same with HMSA, but it got a different plan. And I went to pick up some medication for my son, and I didn't even look. I just signed a credit card and paid it, picked up a copay. And I get home and look at my credit card bill. It was $175. I was like, what is that? I thought it was supposed to be like $5. So I called them back and said, you know, we had an issue here. It was, oh, we didn't have any generics. I said, you got to tell me this kind of stuff, Miss Pharmacist. I won't tell you where it was at, but God, you got to tell me up. Tell me that. And she didn't tell me. Normally, they do tell me if they don't have generics, which is they're very good about that. Maybe she just forgot it. Maybe she's trained. I don't know. But
yeah, but most of the pharmacists would prefer generics over brands, and they'll mention it.
Do they make any less? They make more money or less money?
No, it's just that it's less for you for out of pocket, especially on the active ingredients. All the active ingredients the same, generics and brands, but it's the bonding that's different.
What do you mean you say bonding? What do you mean? What's bonding?
That holds all the chemicals together, all the ingredients
together. Gelatin capsule? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Well, I'm not too sure what you're talking about. How is this put? Who puts it together? I mean, it came to different factories, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay. And all of your medication have different ingredients, so to speak. And so that's what holds it together. Sometimes might just be color.
Ah. Okay.
Wow, so things can't be exactly the same. If generic can't be exactly the same. It has to be somewhat different, but it has to at least has the same active ingredients.
Got it. I got it.
That makes it work.
So real quick, since we got on that topic, it's interesting when people go to dinner parties or we went karaoke or golf or whatever, and someone was telling me just Wednesday that they're switching from when it turns. She's working at a company now. She has insurance. And then when she may turn 65, she's going to go on her husband's company's Medicare plan. Is that correct? Does that sound right?
No.
No?
Some companies have Medicare plans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so the company is paying for it, or the union is paying for somebody. So she's going to go on that plan when she returns 65 on her husband's plan. And I said, okay. And she goes, well, but the difference is my copay is $5 or $10 now. She has cancer, some medications. When they go on the other, when they switch plans, it's $6,000 a month. I said, that cannot be. How can that be? Well, nobody can afford $6,000 a month anyway. But she said, there must be a plan that can address this issue. I said, I'm sure. I said, come to April 28th and speak to the FBI company here. But does that sound kind of right, or is there something wrong there?
It sounds like it could be, because like some companies, they do have a plan. Maybe they have a Medicare Advantage plan or some kind of a agreement with another carrier. Basically, when they turn 65, they're going to put them onto a Medicare Advantage plan or something similar, supplemental plan or something.
Well, it's her husband's, or can it be her husband's company's Medicare plan?
Possibly. There are some companies that do have Medicare plans to the companies, employers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, good question. In fact, I'm going to see some guys that are 70 years old tonight, a party, and they asked me to ask you guys. I told them you're going to come in on the radio show. He said, I'm retiring at 70, but I have Medicare through the company. Should I take the company's Medicare plan or go on call you guys up and go on a separate Medicare plan?
It all depends on what kind of plan the company has. Some plans could give a stipend if you go on Medicare. Some plans have a Medicare plan with a Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplements plan.
Hey, hold on. A stipend for what?
To get off the... Because Hawaii is a little bit different. We have a thing called a prepaid healthcare rule. So it makes it as long as your employee is working 20 hours or more for 4 consecutive weeks, basically the employer has to pay for their medical insurance.
Right.
And so Hawaii is one of the only states with this prepaid healthcare rule, and so that's what happens. But the only thing is, so some companies to get around that, they have a Medicare plan they put in.
Okay, so...
good watch.
I'm not too sure. I mean, so But there must be plans they can find that can cover this cost of her medication, cancer medications, right?
Yes. There's many different plans out there, and basically you gotta probably, I would say the best is to consult a broker like one of us, give us a call, we can be able to go over their situation. Each person is different.
Right. So, but also each drug is different. Don't you have to search the drug itself?
Yes, correct. Each medication is different. It all depends. Each plan is different too. Some plans might not even be on the formulary of that medication they're taking.
Maybe that's why.
Yes.
So but you can always ask for exception.
There's always exceptions, yes.
Right. Well, they can't be charging people $6 a month.
Oh, that's
too
much. Yes, it's expensive. But
people are paying that much?
Well, there are different stages now for drug plans, and so you have the initial stage, then you have the catastrophic stage, and also
right.
So all depends what level you have.
Got it. Okay. So this plan. So how would they know whether they can save money or not? Does your broker tell you, or you just sign up and all of a sudden your friend says, "Hey, by the way, are you in this gap? You might be able to pay less." How do they find out?
Well, as far as like medications, yeah. Okay, and we're talking about for the low income subsidy or the extra help. We just give the application form, they fill it out, and then they take it over to Social Security, and so they can find out whether they can get help from the government.
Oh, so you guys wouldn't tell them?
Oh, they can talk to us. So a lot of times people find out from their friends or their friends, maybe the pharmacy, maybe their doctors, or they can talk to maybe a broker like us. We can be able to help. Assist them with whatever situation.
Okay. So are you guys going to mention that at your workshop? Because that's really important. I mean, I think, you know, anybody who sells Medicare should be telling every client of theirs, find out whether they can save money or not. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes.
And so we have different things. Mm-hmm. There's many different things about saving money. There's even things outside that the carriers that we have pick up outside from helping our clients out, learning about different programs that there are out there that can help clients out that maybe not everyone knows.
So can we go again? You said it's called Extra Help.
Extra help.
So, what's the criteria for that?
Basically, it's less than $20,000 income.
Okay, so $20,000, and then if you make $20,000 or less, but more than a $14,000 something.
Yes. So they just maybe don't qualify for Medicaid.
I got it. So the same thing, $2,000.
No, then it goes up. The assets can be a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. And but we just tell them that. See, we're not the eligibility managers, so we just tell them, just you fall in, the dollar amounts, you know, you apply.
And so they have to apply. That's another step. They have to apply.
They have to apply for that.
And what do they apply to?
With Social Security.
So they have to go down to the Social Security office.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hopefully they get a whole
extra help.
Hopefully, they're going to get a whole lot of people going down there after this show.
Well, there's also forms they can fill out, too. So we have forms, too, if you want to come to the seminar. We can have the forms.
We have forms for them?
Forms, and then they can also do it online, too.
Yeah, so there's many different
ways. They can do it
online,
too?
Yes.
Oh, so they have to go down to the office, then. With Jane Briggs, they will get mad at me. We're going to have Social Security, by the way, at our Financial Legal Workshop, April 28th. I should be there only in the morning, so please come early as possible, like 8 o'clock or so, but... Okay. That's a good one, guys. That's a really good one.
That one is really important because the reason for the extra help thing, a lot of the thing you got to realize, a lot of the locals don't know about it. To me, when I find out, a lot of the foreign seniors know about this plan.
How do the foreign seniors know about it?
Word of mouth.
Oh, well, they do support each other greatly. Right. Well, then all these agents, you have hundreds of agents here that do Medicare. They should be telling everybody about that.
Yes. Yeah.
Even when they apply.
And so that's why a lot of my local clients, and I talk about their income, that they say they have problems with their medications, have issues paying for the medications. That's when I talk to my clients all about that all the time, about the extra help.
Yeah, the federal government came up with this because they didn't want seniors with limited incomes, taking their medications every other day or cutting them in half.
Oh, yeah, because if they end up in the hospital, it costs Medicare more, right? It's a thing that I think Medicare in the last three years, I've noticed them be a lot more proactive. We've always knew they had, most of them had gym membership, right? Or 24-hour fitness or YMCA, right?
Well, some of the carriers do. Yes.
But now I see they promote it a lot more today than two or three, 4 years ago. And I didn't even know 3 or 4 years ago that it included it. But now they're promoting it more. Well, maybe because we're partners with YMCA. But anyway, so what is this thing about all people turn 65, they have to enroll in Medicare A?
They should enroll in Medicare Part A.
Not
because Medicare Part A is is basically zero premium plan because it's a benefit now that they work 10 years or 40 quarters. And so that covers hospitalization. Tremendous benefit.
But then I think I asked my friend, he said, well, the company covers me now. Does he still need to do it or should he do it?
For Part A, I would recommend it, yes.
Why?
Medicare Part A doesn't cost you anything. Because pretty much you earned yourself into the system because you're working the 10 years or 40 quarters. When you're working the 10 years or 40 quarters, you're paying the taxes into the system. So that's how you earn Medicare Part A.
Right.
And so if it doesn't cost you anything, zero cost, you should pick up Part A. Why? Because even if you have group medical insurance, depending on how big your company is, the Part A will help subsidize some of that hospitalization if you ever go to the hospital.
Is that like how 80-20, you know, insurance company, 80-20, insurance company of 80, you cover 20, right? Does that Medicare A go cover some of the part, some of that 20?
Correct. It depends who pays first. So if the company has more than 20 employees, then that means the company is big enough so that the group medical plan is primary, then Medicare is secondary.
That's how they decide primary and secondary?
Correct.
Ah, I never knew that.
And the company has less than 20 employees, that means the company plan is too small. So that means the Medicare pays first, and then the company plans covers secondary.
Okay. What about if both companies are big? Both are over 20 people. Who covers first?
And the company pays first.
Which company?
Both
companies are big companies.
So they have the dual coverage?
Yeah.
It would probably be what company they work first would be the one.
Okay, versus the spouse's one. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, the spouse's one. Okay, so if the spouse's will be their own first, the spouse's one second,
Got it. So that's another thing. I've been getting, I've been getting more people coming to me under 65 or under 70, or they're like 60, and they're going to, like this one lady I met, 62, she has cancer, so she had to retire. But she just collects Social Security, but not Medicare yet. But I guess because of her company, I guess they're giving her insurance until 65, but then it's just a switch at 65. So when he finally got a switch, so he talked to the husband's company, cousin, said, okay, we'll take care of it. But then he found out, backtracked, that medication they don't cover. So got all kind of stuff going on. So they're coming to the April 28th workshop. I told them to go speak to Financial Benefits Insurance, Ed and Travis Motosui here. In the house. So thank you very much. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to cover more Medicare questions and spin your head even further down after this short break. Okay, we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
That's a party that
counts. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar, there's just one place to play.
That's a party that counts.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Bet you find it at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change, the benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima@lehano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit PointVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We gon' play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. And if you guys, if you recognize that voice, yes, it is Frank B. Shaner, the former radio disc jockey for many years. Since retired. So hello, Frank, and welcome back. I hear you're on Oahu today. But anyway, we're here with Ed and Travis Motosui from Financial Benefits Insurance, a.k.a. FBI. And we're talking about Medicare because we are going to have a big workshop April 28th at the Alamon Hotel, 8 to 2 o'clock. It's totally free. Just come in down. No reservations required. And we're going to have, besides Medicare, a lot of classes on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security in the morning only, financing long-term care, Alzheimer's, dementia, choosing a care home. We want to talk about end of life because, as you guys know, in the Capitol this month, the governor signed the Death with Dignity Bill. I don't know what they call it, Our Care or something, the act. But he signed it into law. It passed through the House and Senate, so it becomes law January 1st, 2019. So that's great. The other issue we have is the Kupuna Caregivers Bill. I'm not sure if you follow that at all, where it pays workers, people working more than 20 hours a week to help pay for their parents' care, $70 a day. That's going through the legislature, and hopefully that gets passed. So we're going to cover that a little bit later on in a month. But anyway, Medicare. New Medicare cards are out. And be careful of the fraud getting involved. Medicare will never call you for money or to verify any information. If anybody does, just have them, you yourself contact your local Medicare agent that you bought your Medicare from and ask them. But they do not do that. So that's one of the things we covered early in the show. And don't forget, you can possibly save in that, what's it called, extra help?
Extra help or low-income subsidy.
Oh, okay, on your Medicare premium. And you know, you said, now correct me if I'm wrong, you said they would, if you fill in that gap between $20,000 and a little over $14,000, they make that much a year, they actually pay your premium?
The premium for Part B.
Part B, which is $134 a month.
$134.
That's pretty good.
And drastically reduce the cost of your medications.
And there's no coverage gap, formerly known as a donut hole for the medications as well.
So there's a cap?
No donut hole, no coverage gap.
Okay, so they pay all your deductibles or whatever?
No, so on the drug plans, a lot of times people use the plan, but then maybe they have a thing called a coverage gap, also was formerly known as the donut hole. So they use the plan, and then certain amount out of pocket. After that, then they have to pay the full cost. Or maybe not the full cost, but they have to
up to a certain limit.
Yes.
The up part of it. Okay, I got it. But anyway, yeah, Travis and Ed will be at our April 28th workshop, so please come down, bring your family, friends. But, you know, I was talking, you know, in my article I put, we want to target baby boomers, really, and their parents. Because the baby boomers are who's actually dealing with their parents' care and dealing with having to read the Medicare card or read the statements, right?
Correct. So the baby boomers, a lot of times, you also got to get involved with your parents' issues. Why? Because I see a lot of times, now I see a lot of their children helping out their parents with their bills because they're getting older. They don't understand. Sometimes they got to go in care homes. And even I have it after maybe when they turn 65, I'm signing up their children.
Yeah, it's really important. In fact, you know, when they go to hospital, Medicare covers the first 20 days, right, of acute care. And after that, it's a percentage, right? It depends on the plan.
Yeah, you're talking about skilled nursing facilities.
Yeah, skilled nursing facilities.
Yeah.
And it covers rehab to a certain extent.
Yeah, and not more than 100 days now because the federal government said they're not in the long term.
It depends on the plan, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about sort of Medicare Part A. Potentially, if you're making between $20,000 and a little over $14,000, you might get extra help or you might get a low income subsidy. And what about Part B in terms regarding to they don't have to apply for Part B if they're on a company plan. Is that correct?
Yes. So if you're still working and you're still living in Hawaii because we have the prepaid healthcare rule, basically if you're still working, I would advise more than likely and your employee – do not pick up Medicare Part B in most cases. Why? Because Medicare Part B costs $134. Why you got to pay the $134 a month when your employer already has medical insurance for you?
Well, maybe it covers the 20%.
Possibly you could possibly do that if you wanted to. But again, you can talk to us. But more than likely, I would say might not save the $134 and leave it in your pocket.
If they're relatively healthy.
Yes.
What if they got health issues?
Even if health issues, you can see on the group medical plan, a lot of times they have maybe the maximum out of pocket is $2,500. A lot of the
plans. Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's the most you would pay for that calendar year, or for that year would be $2,500 on most Medicare medical plans, group medical plans I see in Hawaii.
Okay.
So they don't have to really worry about that per se, the bigger costs if they're under a group employer plan.
Okay. You know, big issue, we even surveys when they've done for the public for seniors, they think a lot of people think Medicare covers long-term care. It does not, right?
Yes, it doesn't cover long-term care. Okay. In fact, even for skilled nursing facilities, it's only up to 100 days. And after that, you're on your own because plans doesn't cover.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how people just think? And so Medicaid covers that, and that's the Medicaid is the, for long-term care. By the way, we're going to talk about that at our April 28th workshop. We're going to bring in MedData, who does a lot of the processing of application for both Medicaid for long-term care, also the MedQuest programs for people that don't qualify income-wise. So that would be really good. Danny Bonilla and Cassandra Stewart will be in. Let's see. So I was talking during a break about a friend. They're on a Medicare plan right now, and they're having problems because a lot of Medicare plans have a care manager. Is that correct?
If you qualify for it, then the plans may qualify you for a care manager or case manager.
When you might qualify for that?
All depends on how much help you need.
How much help you need?
Yes.
Who determines that?
Well, when you take most of the plans, as soon as you join the plan, you have a health assessment.
Who does that?
They have somebody contact you and talk to you.
Every
they
plan?
Qualify you. And to
every
qualify
plan?
You.
Oh, over the phone, or you got to go in?
Basically, they have somebody come in and calling you up and talking to you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yes.
And so if you need, if you have health issues, they assign somebody to you?
Yeah, because you see, right now under Medicare, what happens is that they're into this education thing, okay?
Okay.
So if you have something wrong, they want you to go to classes. So if you have any of the chronic diabetes like that, they want you to go classes to go and educate yourself so you nip it at the bud so you can help yourself get better.
Yeah, but if you know, so this friend of mine was complaining about their care manager. Now I didn't realize in the break you said you can change a care manager.
You can probably change your care. Ask to change the care manager if you don't get along with them. Of course, you want to probably change the care manager to get someone that you can probably work with.
Well, sometimes they don't call back, or sometimes they don't understand the situation, and sometimes they say they don't even think they care about them. Maybe they're not versed on the specific health issue. Could that be it?
Maybe because everyone works differently. Some people might be more knowledgeable in other areas of things. So if that was them, they're unhappy with their case manager. You can always call it.
And these care managers or case managers, how versed are they on medical issues? Are they pretty versed? Are they trained?
They should be. They should have went to schooling and training for that.
But they're not nurses or LPNs or.
No, they're not. Sometimes they could be. So I know like some plans were basically if you never went to the doctor, then they want you to make sure, they want to know what your health is. So if you never went to the doctor and got a wellness exam, they actually will call you up and actually schedule it where I have a nurse come to the house and do a wellness exam at your house.
Interesting. You know, I was telling you during the break, a lot of my clients now that I talk to, people that call me up, are under 70. Sometimes they're under 65, so they don't know about Medicare at all. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, huh?
No.
Until they get the letter, 6 months before your 65th birthday, you get a letter? Yeah, a lot of them don't have a clue what Medicare is, yeah?
Right. And you cannot learn that overnight.
Yeah, I don't blame them, but it's interesting. If they dealt with their parents, they should really understand, hey, this is coming. I mean, I can't talk because I'm 58, and I was like, God, I was talking to my friend the other day, man, 2 years, I'm going to be 60. I was like, holy smokes. That's in my old mind, see, my parents, when I was like in my 20s, and my dad made 60, like, wow, that was old. Yeah, I'm here. I come, the Mr. Old Guy. But it's all in the brain, right? It's all how you.
It's all in the brain, yes. So you never know. Like for me, I still think I'm in my 20s, but I'm 30 something. And then you talking to guys that are 60 something, they think they're still younger too. But
oh yeah,
they're just all of a sudden they feel like they're old. They're old.
Yeah,
they just realize they're older.
Or some guys are younger. Like I have a cousin that's 69. Man, he thinks like he's 89. He's just like, yeah, you're not that old. You're still in good shape. Anyway, you mentioned also about Medicare Part D. You don't need to sign up for that.
No, but you see, if you have just original Medicare doesn't cover drugs. So you have to sign up with a standalone drug plan if you're under original Medicare.
I got it.
So most Medicare Advantage plans have Part D as part of their plan.
So you don't sign up one time?
Medicare, or can say Part C plans, yes.
But all the supplement plans, Advantage program, you only sign up one time, right?
You can only sign up once. You can sign up many clients, but you can sign up once for that year.
Yeah, for the year.
Yes.
Okay. So you have to sign up for Part A and then I guess separate for Part B and D and C and E, right?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure. But so, yeah, so what is it about you can get penalized, right? if you don't sign up when you're eligible.
Yes. So if you don't sign up when you're eligible, you can get penalized 1% for every month that you did not pick it up that you could have.
But I understand it's 1% based off your income, right?
It's actually 1% of the national average monthly average premium for that year. So the average monthly premium for the year for 2018 is $35.02.
We're talking about drugs now. We're not talking about Part B, because Part B is you get penalty too for Part B. If you
I understand that penalty is based off your income, though, because I know some people that are only making $10,000 versus making $200,000. There's a higher penalty.
The penalty, maybe they're talking about penalty for the Part B.
Okay. Well, either one. I mean, it's still a penalty, right? So people need to understand there's a different penalty for Part D and Part B.
Different penalties for different things, yeah. So the Part B, just make sure you pick it up at a certain time. If you don't pick it up on your 61st birthday, then you will be penalized 10% for every year you did not pick it up.
Got it.
Part D, now that one will be penalized 1% of the national premium for the year, which is $35.02 for 2018.
So every month is about 36 cents.
Yes, every year. Every month?
Every month, 36. Yeah. So a year is about $36.
Yes.
Come on, Mr. Yolani. Hey, you know what's interesting? I was at a Kupuna Caucus meeting the first Friday of every month at the Capitol. You guys should really come. Because Gordon Ito, Health Insurance Commissioner, came and spoke to us. And he did a presentation on the health insurance premiums. Not Medicare, just health insurance in general. And he did a slide where what the premiums were in like the late 70s, I believe, early mid 70s. You know what that premium was a month for health insurance? Well, today is what, $500 or $600 a month, right?
Averages.
It's not more. You know what it was back then? Do you know?
No.
Do you know, Ed? I didn't know either, so don't worry. I'm not trying to, you know, test you. $17.95 a month premium for health insurance. Isn't that unbelievable? And he showed a graph from, I think, 75 to 2015, and every 10 years it doubled. So you go do the math. And he said, so this, let's say 2025 or 2035, what it's going to be, over $1,000 a month, just for health insurance. Isn't that crazy? And he was pretty scared at audience because we're all like senior advocates. I mean, so it doesn't really affect us. But you think Medicare premiums will go up like that too? Do you guys have any background or insight on that?
Who's to say? Because I know that the White House and everything, the politics, they're not going to touch Medicare at all for now. Currently.
No, they're going to water it down, take away benefits, right? Probably. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a scary thought. We should get him in. Well, maybe not, because it doesn't affect the Medicare side, but it's pretty scary. The health insurance industry, it's unbelievable. Anyway, you got a good question here. Because when I turn 65, I'm kind of waiting, actually. Does Medicare cover an annual physical? Does it? Because I do one every year, that's why.
Yeah, well, Medicare is, as soon as you join Medicare, you have a physical, okay? One physical for the first year. After that, you have a wellness check every year.
Well, because you have a new plan, right?
No, every year, no matter what, you have a wellness visit.
Okay. Right.
The wellness
visit
is a different form of physical now. You know,
right.
They're just going to cover your weight, your height,
your
BMI, and they're going to come up with a plan to better your health.
Oh, that's good. But I recommend. I mean, I know several people that in their 50s and even in their 60s have never done an annual physical. I said I started doing my annual physical, I think, at 40 years old, maybe 45. And I'm in pretty good health, even though I could probably lose a few pounds or many pounds, but I don't take any medication. So, but it's interesting how people, and I tell everybody, you got to get that check.
And especially now, you know, because we're in April already. So we're in the fourth month already. So hopefully all the Medicare beneficiaries have visited the doctors to do their wellness check.
Yeah. But you have here every 6 months. Medicare covers annual wellness visit every 6 months.
No, it should be
okay.
Every year.
Oh, okay. It's a typo on that.
Oh, it's a typo. Yeah. Okay. Once a year now.
Once a year. Yeah, no, also the thing is to note that even I had a client call me up this past week and just basically said, hey, you know, I got a call from the insurance saying that about the wellness exam. You're gonna have a nurse come over. Is this legit? And I said, yes, it is legit, because I asked him, when was the last time he went to the doctor? He says he never went to the doctor because he's healthy. Don't take any medications. I said, well, the reason why they're calling is because they just want to check up on your health. And it's legit. Yes, we'll have a person see you if you wanted to. But he doesn't have to do it, but I just told him it was a legit thing.
Okay, here. Good question. Does Medicare cover adult diapers?
No.
I didn't
it doesn't
think so.
It's not part of the durable medical equipment.
Try that again? Okay.
It's not part of durable medical equipment.
So use the word durable, explain what to our audience that they may not know what durable medical equipment is.
There'll be like oxygen tanks. There'll be like a wheelchair.
What about a scooter?
Scooters will be part of durable medical equipment.
So you see a lot of commercials on TV about scooters. How does Medicare cover that? How do they determine whether how much they reimburse?
It's all about the need. So they have to fall into the special qualifications and specifications of their needs. So I did have one of my clients. They were trying to get an electric scooter covered. Only thing is certain bells and whistles that the doctor actually wanted to have, the insurance company was not going to pay for certain things. So they just got to make sure it falls into that certain criteria based on their needs. But it is covered. I have clients that are covered with electric scooters. Mm-hmm.
And they come over up to your house, and they come and measure your hallways and entryways and all like that too.
So. But I just checked out the scooters for a relative of our family, and I was amazed how many different scooters are. I went to Donovan Medical, our partner in a magazine, and man, I was talking to the guy. The guy was very knowledgeable, by the way. I forget his name, but very good. If you need a scooter, go to Donovan Medical. Was that guy? He knew a lot about scooters, man. I tell you, he must have about 17 different scooter types from, I don't know, 1,800 or 2,000 to like 7,000. Mm. Wow. But so how do they determine how much they can reimburse or which one they choose if Medicare covers it?
It all depends. All depends because when you get durable medical equipment, you need a prescription from your doctor.
It has to be medically necessary. So I even see some of the seniors that they have the nice scooters, and basically it's just because they're cruising around town in those scooters.
I saw one with like a hydraulic lift. The guy was about 400 pounds. Nice guy. And I say, man, I thought that was his chair. He started moving around like, man, this was. He was like a hydraulic lift. A thing. He said, I sleep in this thing, person. I said, really? It was beautiful. And then we had Dave Nassani from L.A. that came over here last month, the caregiver guy, and his wife had one for Japan. It was $20,000. Wow. It was beautiful. I looked at that thing. It was 400 pounds. I said, well, I'll pick her up. He goes, no, you can't because that scooter is 400 pounds. I said, are you serious? Yeah, it was Japanese. It was like these cool wheels on it. There's a picture on a magazine article we did for him. But anyway, so adult diapers, why if there's a need for that, why doesn't Medicare cover that?
It doesn't fall in the
You don't think
category.
It's necessary. But the thing is, if there is a need for it, sometimes if you have Medicaid, the Medicaid program might be able to help with that. Also, some Medicare Advantage plans do have programs where they do give you monies to buy things such as diapers or medications or different things like that.
Only the Medicare Advantage plans?
Yes. Some
over-the-counter.
Right?
No, the only reason why I know is I saw a relative of mine buying it at Costco or Sam's Club. I forget where they were at. And I kind of figured Medicare didn't cover that.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Another one, shingles. Oh, my God. You know I got shingles, right? Did I tell you? I got shingles in October. I was supposed to go to a conference on regenerative medicine. And I was supposed to see the MC and introduce all the docs like that because I love this topic of regenerative medicine. You really should. It's fascinating stuff. It's the future. In fact, we had Dr. Lin on his show last year, I think November, December. And it's the future of these 3D printers and stem cell replacements, unbelievable stuff. And I was supposed to be the MC of this event on a Monday and Friday afternoon. And I went swimming at Moon Physical Therapy, came out of the water, shirt off, no problem, the afternoon. I went to change a shirt, and I'm going, what is that on the side of my chest? It's like I texted our guy, Steve Ito, from House Call Medical. I said, it's so cool. I texted him a picture of my side rash. I go, what is this? He goes, uh-oh, it's shingles. I have your doctor records. I want to prescribe medicine right now. Within an hour, went down to the pharmacy, picked up medication, but painful. And I didn't know that Medicare insurance covers it.
It's Part D. Part D covers it.
Yes.
Right. But regular health insurance, they don't tell you. The doctors don't tell you until you're 60.
Yeah. Normally, I would say 55. When you're 55, then you should have the single
shot. I think you should. Because, yes. When he says 60, in fact, I went to my doctor. He He said 60. But I said, you know, I've talked to, it's amazing. You could try to do this test. Next week, go talk to people about, tell me about shingles. I was shocked how many people had shingles. And you know, I want to tell you about 30% of girls, women, and as young as late 20s to maybe late 40s, 30% were women. And I know most of the guys I talked to, I would say 70% of the guys were under 50, younger than me, had shingles. Mm. Like, wow. But I was just amazed.
And you're lucky because shingles is painful and it lasts a long time.
Why do you say I'm lucky? I got the shingles.
No, but it seems like you react fast.
This was October. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. You know, so I did a lot of research because I was laying down on the ground for 10 days or 8 days. So you go on your phone. I watched everything on Netflix, by the way. I'll tell you the best therapy is ice. I had these ice packets. So I'd ask everybody, there's an ointment you can put on there or just got to rest it out. But I got ice, and I put ice on my body for 22 hours a day. I got up and ate lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's it. Laid back down. Ice packed on both sides, front and back. And it really helped a lot. It was still very painful, though. Have you had it yet?
No, I had a shot.
Oh, you had a shot. Well, you know the shot's not guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed. But I have a...
I wish I knew about it, though. And I would have paid the extra $200, whatever it was. I tell everybody, get it.
Yes,
because, man, you don't want to be out. I'll tell you, you don't want to be out. You can't do anything. I mean, I went on my iPhone, tried to look on my email. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, put it back down. It's just too painful. And it's so debilitating. I'll tell you, man. So I tell everybody, get the shot. But they have a new drug coming out for shingles. It's a little stronger. Because I was talking to Dr. Not on KHON, Dr. Brady. He said it's not a guarantee. You know what he said? He got it twice. Can you imagine? I can't even think about getting it again. Wow. But I can't get the shot. They say once you get shingles, you have to wait at least a year or wait to 60. So shingles does cover, is covered under Medicare Part D.
Yes.
100% or copay?
No, you still have co-payments.
Okay. All right. So what happens when people want... So you know one thing I see, because I said most of my clients now are under 70, when companies lay them off, you know, they don't have it medical. What do they do about medical if they're not 65 yet? What do people do?
Well, a lot of times they usually have... That's where they have the COBRA system. They can at least go on COBRA for 18 months if needed to be. There's also individual, the ACA plans. You can look into the ACA plans.
ACA plan? What's ACA?
Affordable Care.
Okay. Is that still around?
Or not the ACA, but basically the
Obamacare program?
Yes. They still have those things you can look at.
They still have that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know somebody has it right now. But that's the only thing before 65 they can do? Or can they get Medicare before 65?
You can get Medicare if you're disabled for 2 years or more. You can get Medicare. So I have
if you're disabled for 2 years or more?
Yes. And it has to be proven disabled for 2 years or more by a doctor. Then you can receive Medicare. So I have people that are, maybe I have some clients that are dwarfs, Down syndrome. They can be able to get Medicare as soon as they turn 18. They receive Medicare. And so I help those people out.
People on dialysis automatically get Medicare too.
Correct.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left real quick. So when people are turning 65 now, can they qualify? Can they apply for Medicare? What happens? There's a certain date or March or something? What's up with that?
Well, when they turn 65, then they should apply for Medicare Part A. Okay, and if
any they're time not of working, year. Any time of the year,
yeah. Right. If they're not working, if they're not working, have credible drug coverage or no group medical coverage, then you should pick up Part B.
Okay.
Also, they gotta know is that they're picking up Social Security before they turn 65. A lot of times, they're automatically enrolled into Part A and B.
Okay, got it. Hey, good talk, guys. A lot of stuff. So, April 28th, Alamon Hotel, 8 to 2 o'clock. Financial Benefits will be there, and in Travis Motosui, along with probably hopefully the other agents as well. Mm-hmm. And your phone number real quick if they have questions before then.
Well, they could call me at 722-9790 or Travis at 542-5109.
Or just Google them, Financial Benefits Insurance. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. And you guys listening, thank you very much. Don't forget, you can catch all these shows later on at generations808.com along with our Generations TV on Oceanic Cable. So thank you very much, everybody. Aloha and live well.